Bear with one another and forgive one another. If anyone has a grievance against any other, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. First, my good people, I beg you to read especially today's bulletin. Learn of me. Learn of our Lord. The epistle we just read, it could be just so many words that we just heard or just read. So could the expression that our Lord said, learn of me. It could just be so many words. The key point in our Lord's whole life wasn't so much in words. Yes, he spoke and he taught. But above and beyond everything else, he showed us. He did. He practiced what he preached. He showed us the road to sanctity. But I think, my good people, that most of us fall into the error of applying all that our Lord taught to our neighbor and not to ourselves. I'm afraid most of us have the tendency to spend most of our time looking at those around us and judging those around us and condemning those around us. In fact, we become so busy looking at everybody else, we fail to see our own faults, our own failings. And sometimes our failings are much more serious than those of our neighbor. Our Lord says, forgive and you shall be forgiven. But he didn't just tell us that. He showed us. And yes, it may seem today that we have more to forgive than maybe they did back then. But we must remember something. There really is nothing new under the sun. It's just wears a different face, a different clothing. But the people back then had the same faults and the same failings as we do today. There may be more of it and less God consciousness today. But that doesn't excuse us from forgiving our neighbor. It doesn't matter if he's Norbert Erdo. It doesn't matter if he's a Satanist. It doesn't matter who or what your neighbor is, or who or what your neighbor may do or be. Leave that in God's hands. We must be very, very careful in judging. Because we don't know the heart of our neighbor. We have no way of getting inside our neighbor. Only God can do that. And while we are seriously condemning our neighbor, having him in hell almost, because we are judging him solely from the exterior, we may be shocked on Judgment Day to find him in heaven and us in hell because we were so busy misjudging our neighbor that we completely overlooked our own faults and failings in our self-righteous pride. We must be careful, my good people, that we judge ourselves severely, carefully, without scrupulosity, but with seriousness and honesty. The confessional is the best place to judge ourselves and to have our Lord judge us. Christ instituted the sacrament of confession because he knew our weaknesses and our failings. So we must make use of this sacrament. If we neglect it, either because we're afraid of it or because we think we don't need it, and who among us can honestly say we don't need the sacrament of confession? Because not only does confession give us extra graces to combat all the temptations we come across in life, but it also strengthens us. It humbles us. My good people, let us make proper use of confession and the examination of conscience. Let us spend more time examining our own consciences and leave our neighbor's consciences in God's hands. My good people, may God bless us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.